This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen from LP today.
Yes, I was just asked myself, I just found out there's a request for something to $200 something, I think, $190.
Okay, What is it exactly? I just checked my server, I can see that you purchased iTunes gift card for $299, so did you purchase
that? No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. So that is the reason I can see my server some suspicious activity in that account. So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you our security and block the overseas people and delete this fake eBay account, alright? Do you understand that?
No, I didn't quite understand what you were saying. Can you repeat that?
I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block the overseas people and delete this fake eBay account. Alright?
Yes.
Okay. So for that, do you have any computer or laptop?
No.
Okay. Do you have any smartphone with you, like Android, iPhone?
Okay. I'm a bit nervous about giving you that detail, actually.
Okay. I could ask you your personal details, okay? I only can help you how to fix this problem. You do yourself, all right? So, is that your Android or Apple iPhone?
Yes, I have an Android.
Android. Okay, do one thing, put my call on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Yes, I've got you on speaker.
Okay, get back to your home screen and open up your Play Store. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now look at your very top on your screen. Do you see any search bar that says search for absent names? Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Alright. Now listen to me very carefully. I already told you we need to generate our security code. Through this security code, we need to block those people and delete this fake eBay account. So for that, you need to download that security software. It's called AnyDesk. So you need to type over there AnyDesk, AnyDesk, alright? AnyDesk.
DESK.
Yeah, AnyDesk, AnyDesk. Search, then what do you see on your screen? Just you let me know.
I see AnyDesk, I see MOS desktop.
Yeah, AnyDesk remote desktop software. Do you see that? AnyDesk remote desktop software. That one.
Yes.
You simply install this app. Install and open it.
Okay.
Take your time. Once you open this app, just do let me know, alright? Don't do anything. Yeah.
It's loading now.
Okay, take your time.
Yeah, it's open. I've opened it.
Okay. What do you see on your screen?
I see privacy tutorial.
Okay. Do you see any positive option? Just click on that okay allow.
Yes.
Alright. Then what do you see on your screen? Just to let me know. Just follow that step.
I've got plugin, any desk plugin as one installed.
Alright. Alright. Now click on that plugin available and you click on that install and press the back key and open it. Yeah, click on that, don't show again, and click on OK, plugin available. Okay.
It doesn't say where I can click on it.
Okay, click on that install and press that back key.
It says uninstall.
Okay. Now you simply press that back key. Press that back key and get back to there. Where can you see some numbers and tutorial?
1655.
No,
it's not working.
Take your time. Get back to the AnyDesk.
I'm back on tutorial. I was back on any desk and I opened it.
Okay. Yes. Start your screen.
Accessibility.
Okay.
Take your time. Control service add one. Do I go to that?
Yeah, do you see any positive option? Just click on that.
It says off. Do I still click on it?
Yeah, do you see any OK allow? Just click on that.
I've got a toggle. Allow. Yes, it says use service. And on, when the service is turned on, it provides remote control capability for the AnyDesk app.
Okay.
Now I just do I go back to do I click on the back on the back arrow?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. AnyDesk a control service as one is on. Yes.
Okay. Then what do you see on your screen?
I just see accessibility, AnyDesk control service add one. You haven't said anything to me.
Okay. Now, do you see any option over there, okay, allow, do you see any positive option, like yes? Do you see that?
AnyDesk control service is on.
Okay. Now, click on that.
Yes. It says when the service is turned on, it provides remote control capabilities.
Just that. Yeah, it's just that.
Use service above that. I've got AnyDesk control service add one. Do I just click on use service? Yes. It's on now.
Okay. Now what do you see on the screen?
I just see, as I said, at the top is AnyDesk control service add one, and then underneath that is use service, and then underneath that there's an exclamation mark. When this service is turned on, it provides remote control.
Hold on. You simply get back to the home screen and reopen that AnyDesk. Yeah.
Yes. AnyDesk.
Minimize all of them. Minimize and get back to the home screen and reopen that, okay?
Mm-hmm. tutorial. I'm back on tutorial.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Follow the connection tutorial. Status.
Now I've got connection status. Here you can see if the connection to the EDDESH network was established. Only then all functions are available. Do I click on that?
Yeah. Do you see option like OK, allow, yes, just click on that. Do you see
anybody? No, there's no option. There's no option. But now I've got a number, which is 900-750-550.
All right. Tell me slowly. Tell me one by one, okay?
900-750-530.
Okay, it's 900-750-530, okay?
Yes.
Okay, just below those numbers, do you see any set password option? Set password?
Yes, it's password.
Click on that set password.
Hang on.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Set password. Now I've got interactive access.
All right. Scroll up that page.
Scroll up the page until when?
All right. Now you see, get to see that option. It says permission profile. Do you see that?
Permission. No, I don't.
Okay.
What I see is always show incoming session requests.
All right. Below that permission, you get to see that permission profile.
No, I don't see it.
Below that permission.
Permission profile.
Yes.
Here,
all.
Hang on. Okay. Enable two-factor authentication. Underneath permissions is allow all other services to save login information to this desk. Clear all tokens. Enable two-factor authentication. Enable previous session profile. Clear previous session profile. Permissions profile.
Yeah, click on that permission profile. Click on that permission profile.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yes, that's it.
All right. Now, what do you see on the screen?
The default. Screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Click on that fourth option, unattended access.
Unattended access.
Yeah. Now yes, what do you see? Now do you see any enable unattended access?
Yes, I do.
All right, click on that checkbox, enable unattended access.
Enable unattended access.
Now what do you see on? Yeah, same password. You simply put that password, it's eBay 1234. All should be small letter, all should be one word, okay? EBAY 1234. eBay 1234, right?
1234.
Yeah, eBay, okay. eBay 1234, right? You done.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
click on that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yes, press OK. Have you done that?
Yes, I've done that.
All right, now, sir, I am provide you a security, so that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Below that security warning, do you see any Start Now option? Just click on that Start Now, okay?
Exposing sensitive info during casting. Okay.
Yeah, click on that Start Now.
I've done that.
Yeah, okay. Now you successfully connect with our server, okay? Now do one thing. Go back to the home screen. Go back to the home screen. Where can you see all of application? Go back to the home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see circle button in the bottom? Do you see any circle button in the bottom? That's
Hang on.
Okay.
Connection status. I'm at the desk now.
Get back to the home screen. Where can you see all of the application, okay? Now I'm transferred this call to my senior. He'll be guide you how to free to free.
I'm back to the home screen. I opened Amy Desk remote desktop again.
No, don't do anything. I'm transferred this call to my senior, okay? He'll be guide you how to fix this problem, how to block the hackers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I have 5 level up technicians here, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I have 5 level up technicians here. He'll be guide you, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Well, thanks for holding the line, sir. My name is Harry, and I'm the senior supervisor over here. So, how are you doing today?
Very well, how are you?
I'm also, thank you for asking. Okay, so first of all, sir, could you confirm me, did you understand what's going on?
Yes, I did. Someone hacked into my information, my
IP address. Yes, your IP address. So someone accessed your IP address, so that's why someone gets your all information. Like, sir, whenever you go online and use your internet, like online shopping, checking email, online activities, like you can visit any website. And that was the time the pop-up ads comes up from Google, like UN cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads.
Yes.
And you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone access your IP address and get your all details.
Yeah.
You know that your all information, like your banking server, your shopping account, Facebook, WhatsApp, YouTube, email, each and everything, sir, it's also connected with your IP address. So do you know the meaning of IP address?
No, I don't.
All right. The IP address means it's internet protocol address. Whenever like you can use your internet and that point of time, your IP address has been activated. All right. And your IP address, it's registered under your name and under your details. All right.
Yes.
So what I'm doing, I will show you like who can make the charges. All right. From where? I can see on my database someone used your IP from Mountain View, California, from U.S. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California, sir?
No.
All right. And they are using the VPN application. The VPN is Virtual Private Network, the IP blocker application. So I will show you one by one, step by step. That is better understand what's going on. All right. So do one thing. Close it and everything and come back to your home screen and open up your Google Chrome and your mobile phone.
Close everything. Close everything.
Yes.
So I'm on any desk, remote desktop right now.
Alright. You can see on the top, like any magnifying glass, like search.
Yes.
Click on the magnifying glass.
Yes.
And put over there 81. I'm giving you the add-on for the 6 month add-on. AD1. A as in apple. D as in doctor. One.
Yes. One.
So what is the type?
Any desk. AD1.
Remove the any desk. Remove the any desk. You need to put in that only AD1.
So only 81, no any desk.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry about this.
AD1. The search.
Yes. Oh, yes. And as it says, any desk plug in AD1.
All right. So come back to your home screen and or go to your mobile settings. Go to your mobile settings.
I don't understand
you. Like, go to your mobile settings. Mobile settings. Mobile settings.
I'm actually going back to.
Okay. So you can see any, like bell icon on your screen?
Settings. I'm just going to settings.
Yes. Did you go to the settings?
Yeah, now. Here we are, I'm on network and internet.
Alright, scroll up a little bit, then you get to see like accessibility. Scroll down to the bottom. You got any accessibility?
About phone. I haven't got anything.
You can see accessibility on the go to the bottom, sir.
I'm on my mobile phone network.
Yes. So you can see like account, security, accessibility. Yes, click on that.
Sorry, yes, there's a lot of traffic. Accessibility. I clicked on accessibility.
All right.
Yes.
Click on back.
Yes, I've clicked accessibility. You want to click on back.
Yes, click on back. Go to your home screen and open up your Google.
Yes, I've opened up Google.
All right. And you can see in the search panel on the top?
Yes.
Search for apps and games. Right. The search panel. So put in that. So put in that. M as in mother. Y as in yellow.
Y.
Then give a space.
Space.
Number one.
One.
Then I. P as in pilot.
P.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Then address, location, C-A.
Address, location, what did you say?
C-A. C-A. C as in customer, A as in Australia.
C as in customer, A, did you say?
Yes, A-A. C-A. A as in Australia. Yes. Right, then click on search. Hit the search.
And it says, what is my IP address? My IP address, it says IP location.
Okay. You can see my IP address, any option you got on your screen?
My IP address,
Yes.
Okay, I click on my IP address.
I will tell you your IP address and you need to check it out by your end, alright? And your IP address is 172.105.180.172, right?
Yes.
And scroll down, you can see anything like connection speeds and your city, Sydney, country, Australia, state, New South Wales.
Yes,
Someone misuse this IP address without your knowledge and without your permission. Alright? From Mountain View, California, from US. So go to the bottom, like scroll down a little bit.
Yes. Yes, I'm scrolling down.
Scroll down. You can see the details. It's all details.
Yes,
it's also connected. This all details is also connected with your details, like the name, your address, your postcode, your number, your banking server, each and everything. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got a voice message from our end, like your account got charged $299.99, around like $300 for the iTunes gift card from eBay. So in case any money debited from your account, then I can refund that money. Alright?
Yep,
and you can see any cross option on the left hand side top corner?
Corner.
X sign? Yes.
left hand side top corner.
There's you mean that which top corner do you mean? You mean the top of the page?
Left,
you mean
left on the left hand side top corner. Left hand side.
Hang on. I'm down to the browser
information. Click on back.
No, I'm down to browser information, country information, recent IP.
Click on back. Click on back, sir.
Click on back.
Yes.
There's no back. Oh, hang on. What do you exactly mean?
Look on your screen on the left hand side.
I'm on search IP address. I'm right on search IP address, okay?
Look on the top. Look on the top. Extreme top, right? You can see IP address, ipaddress.my. Yes, and beside that, anything you got in like a cross option? Click on the cross. Yes, click on the cross.
Yes, okay.
Right. And you can see like ipaddress.my or anything like a state, it's California. Anything written?
IP address.
Like 66.24.664.
Yes, I see.
This IP address is that is the hacker IP address. Alright, so do one thing, sir. Please take a pen and take a piece of paper with you. Alright?
Yes, I got it.
Yes, you need to note it down. You need to note it down this IP address. And you can see the state from California. Like Mountain View, California. Did you remember? I'm telling you before. I'm telling you before, sir.
Hang on.
.249.66.84.
249.84.
Yes. And you can see like a state like in California.
Yes.
That is a hacker location, not of your location, because you are belong from Australia, but you can see like someone access from California, from United States. All right. So could you confirm me, sir? So close each and everything and come back to your normal screen, like where you can see your wallpaper. And could you tell me, like, do you do any like online shopping, checking email, online banking? Do you do anything
just
like that?
I do that. I do that stuff. Now, I've just copied down all the IP address of the person.
Very good.
Yes. Sorry, that is on the screen.
Yes, close it and everything and come back to normal screen. Right, where you can see your wallpaper.
Okay.
And do you do any like online shopping or anything? And could you confirm me, sir, are you on your Google right now?
I'm not on Google right now.
Once again, go to the Google, and you can see on your name or anything, on the Gmail. Open up the Google once again.
Yes.
And you can see any letter A on the right-hand side top corner.
Yes.
So hit that.
Yep.
Hit the letter A.
Yes.
Well, you can see like a search history, anything you got?
Yes, I have.
You are right, that's saving. So that's why someone gets you all information each and every time. Like whenever you can use your internet and you can search anything, like you can put your like a banking information or like a card details, anything.
Yes, okay, yeah.
And they are noticed each and everything. All right.
Do I delete last?
Don't worry. And so, sir, I would like to stop that, right? And I'm giving you the protection, okay?
Okay, good. So
yes. So do one thing, close each and everything and come back to your normal screen, like where you can see your wallpaper.
Yes. Yep.
And give me one second, sir. Yes, give me one second. Okay, so what I'm doing right now, sir, I would like to stop that payment, all right? So you need
Thank
to simple look at your bank and check your old statement, like a last 6 month statement, right? And any money like missing on that, and let me know, all right? Then I can refund that.
Okay,
if
thank
like you.
You
can lose any money, so let me know, all right? So you need to log in your account right now. I check your last 6 month statement.
I need to log into my account.
Yes, right now on this device.
The eBay account or?
No, not eBay account, like your bank account. And remember one thing, sir, don't need to disclose your any personal information over the phone, all right? Because sir, this call is recorded. Training and monitoring purpose. All right.
Okay. I love it. I don't know my login number for my bank. I have to wait until I get a statement.
Sorry.
I have to wait until I get a statement.
No. Do you do any online banking, sir?
I do, but I don't know my login details for my bank.
Okay, so which bank you are dealing with?
IMB.
Sorry?
IMB.
IMB.
No, I for the for England. Oh, no, I for for India. I for India.
Uh-huh.
M for Malawi. B for Britain.
Okay. So do you have any application? Your mobile phone?
Not for my bank, no.
Okay. So I will guide you, all right, sir?
I'm on the wallpaper screen right now. The wallpaper.
All right. Don't you worry, sir. Don't you worry. So do one thing, sir. Like, go to your... application. Do you have any application like banking application? And apart from
I don't have any banking applications on my phone.
Okay. I will guide you. So tell me, apart from this IMB, do you have any other bank like Commonwealth, Bendigo, St. George,
No. Only that one.
Okay, but I can see on my server, right? Like you have any other account on your IP address?
No, I don't.
No problem. So do one thing, sir. Like open up your Google, right? I will help you. All right, sir. I'm guiding you over the call. And could you tell me, sir, do you have with you your bank card right now?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So I would like to check. I will check your banking statement, all right, like you by your end, okay, help of your card. So, do one thing. You can see the search panel. So, put on that your bank name, like AMB login.
IMB, not AMB, IMB.
IMB.
Yes. IMB, opening hours, baby. IMB opening hours, that's all I've got. IMB phone number, IMB bank.
Okay. You can see it like IMB login. You need to put in that. And be logged.
No, I don't have a login.
No. Click on that. Put on that.
I don't have a login.
Yes. So search. And how will guide you?
Says, welcome to internet banking. IMB okay. Bank.
Yes. Click on the you can say IMB Bank. Click on that.
IMB Bank. Yes. IMB Bank. I'm looking for. It says I've got enjoy up to $3,000 or something like this. Are you eligible for the home guarantee?
All right. Okay. You can see any login option up the right hand side top corner.
Yeah. What option? The personal option.
Like login on the right hand side top corner.
Right hand side top corner.
Any log picture? On the right hand side top corner.
Log
picture. Yes. Yes. Click on that.
Yes. Now it's got login to IMB MasterCard, login to register for accounting.
Register for IMB Internet Banking. Click on that.
Login to IMB MasterCard Online.
Register for IMB. Register for the third option.
Yes.
Yes. And scroll down a little bit.
What can I do in internet banking? It's got how to register. Register online.
Register online, right. Exactly. You're very smart, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm not that smart. I could look.
No. You're lying, sir. You're very smart.
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay. You can see the member number. Do you remember?
Member number. Hang on, I'm just saying. Now, this is where it's going to go wrong because they don't even have my current phone number. So it's going to go wrong.
Okay.
Submit. Now press submit.
Okay, you can see your postcode is correct. 2018 is your postcode. All right. Then click on submit.
Thank you for requesting your request for the internet facilities.
Okay.
Shortly to finalize your access.
You can see your reference number.
Yes, I'm just writing that. I'm just writing that down. Yes, I've written it down.
All right. So close each and everything and come back in on the screen.
Thank you. Yes.
Open up the Google Chrome once again. Google Chrome.
Yes.
And do you have any rough idea, sir, like how much in your account right now? Like more than 5,000?
There's nothing in my account. There's nothing in my account.
How much? Do I have any rough idea? Like more than 5,000?
There's nothing in my account.
Okay, less than 5,000?
A lot less than 5,000. There's nothing. It's zero.
Zero, okay.
It's about 24 cents. That's it.
24 cents. All right. I understand. So you have only for IMB, right? Do you have any Commonwealth, Bendigo, St. George?
No.
Okay, I understand. Okay, give me 1 second, sir. I'm talking with my senior supervisor. All right?
Yes.
Okay. So do one thing, sir. Like, take a picture of your card, right? Your debit card. Do you have with you your debit card?
My debit card?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take a picture of the card. The both sides of the card. Look and make clearly. All right?
I have to go back to my home screen.
Yes. Look at home. And take a picture of the card. Make it clear. All right?
I'm doing it on my home screen.
Now take a picture of the card, like both sides.
Hang on.
Right?
Hang on.
And very clearly.
Hang on. It's not clear.
Don't check your mobile, right? Steal your mobile and take a picture.
It's not clear. I can't hold it properly. I'm doing it on my hands, on my camera. Yeah.
It's not clear.
No, it's not.
Okay, take once again. Take a picture once again.
Yes. I can't hold it for because I've got.
Do you have any desk in front of you? Do you have any desk?
Nothing.
White paper?
Nothing. Right,
are you in the car or are you at your home right now?
I'm at my home.
At your home, all right.
Yeah.
Do you have like a visible area at your place right now? Turn on your room lights. And take a picture of the card.
Just a minute. 1 minute. Right. Nothing is going to work. Nothing's going to work. Is that true enough?
Okay, give me one second. All right. And look on your screen, right? Look on your card, like backside of the card. You can see, like CVV, like 3-digit number.
There's the card number. Look on my card.
Flip your card. Backside of the card. Look on the backside of the card.
Backside. Oh yeah.
You got any 3-digit number?
Yeah, 3-digit number. Yes.
Yeah. Please confirm me that.
Hang on, I've got to click on the front. Bloody phone again. You need the card number first, don't you?
No, you can say 3-digit number, only for 3-digit number. Backside of the card. Like CVV?
Yes.
Yes, you can see?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hang on.
Okay. Do you have any statement with your bank?
Hang on, just a minute. My phone is clicking now.
Oh, okay, no problem, sir. Okay, leave that and come back in home today.
Yes.
And could you tell me, like, when did you last check on your bank statement?
It would be a few weeks ago.
All right. Do you have with you the statement copy, the hard copy?
No, I don't. I don't. I've got a hoarding and swallow problem, and so I don't, actually. And if I did, it would take ages for me to find it.
Sorry?
I've got a hoarding and swallow problem, and so I don't. And if I did, it would be ages. It would take me ages to find it. It would take me at least a day.
Okay, so could you tell me, sir, like how many accounts in your IMB? Like checking account, how many?
I really only use one account, but I have about four.
I don't remember the
numbers. I don't remember
right,
the numbers.
Right, no problem. Do you have any money or any account?
Pardon?
Do you have any money in any account?
No.
In your
IMB? No.
The whole account is also zero?
Yes, they're all zero.
All right, so give me one second. Okay, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Hello? All right. So don't you worry, I'm giving you the protection from our end. I can set the security firewall right now. So I can, I want like some more than time, like 1 or like 1:30 more than time, right? So I can ring you back after like 2 hours. That is possible for you, sir?
No, because I'll be in an art class.
Sorry?
I'll be in an art class. I'll be at an art class until 5.
Art class. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So when I ring you back, like after like a 5 hour, 3 hour?
Yes, it'll be, it has to be after 5 p.m.
After 5. Okay. So no problem. Right now it's 1:11, but I can ring you back after 5. All right?
Yes.
Okay, and remember one thing, don't need to disclose any other one, all right? It's not safe for you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Have a fun day.